Blog Talk Radio.
Monday night, it's 9:30. I was going to start, I was going to have a show about 9 o'clock, but, you know, some technical difficulties again. I admit it. I forgot to set it up, so we had to push it to 9:30 instead of 9. That's okay. You are here now, so what else is new? Yeah, if you want to participate again, 347-884-8125. Things we're going to talk about today, it's just commonly known as news and current events. But, you know, I will talk about more of that. And whatever's in your mind, hey, you know, give me a call. I won't bite. 347-884-8125. No chat room today, no chat sessions, so we'll be here all day, about an hour segment, so I'll be here, I'm not going anywhere. We're going to be doing, on this date, I always do that. I always do that, so your favorite on this day, we're going to be doing that also. We're going to play some music, songs and music that you want to hear. Of course, because you really don't have a choice. So grab a cup of coffee. Maybe if you want to, read a good book and listen to me, that annoying little me. On this day, February 22nd, the 22nd of February, that's 2010, my friend, 2010. That is right. If you go back to 1980, speaking of Olympics, back in February 22nd, 1980, in the stunning upset, the United States Olympic hockey team defeated the Soviets at Lake Placid, New York. The score was 4-3. I don't know if I was into hockey back then, but hockey was not my thing, but starting to get in there. The hockey with the Chicago Blackhawks is actually doing pretty good, and the Team USA is doing pretty good in the Olympics. I'll tell you that. Yeah. So enough of that. On this date, February 22nd, 1892, Edna St. Vincent Millay, the Pulitzer Prize winning poet, who personified romantic rebellion, was born. Actually, that's Edna. I don't know who she is, but it's right here. I guess, she's an important person here. So, and she died, unfortunately, 1950, and October the 19th. So, all right, on this day, good news, 1732, on this date, George Washington, the first president of the United States, was born. The Virginia colony. That's right. 1890, on this day, Spain ceded Florida to the United States. 1865, Tennessee adopted a new constitution abolishing slavery. That's 1865. Fast forward, whatever. 1935, it became illegal for airplanes to fly over the White House. Really? That was 1935? All right. Fast forward again, 1993, the UN Security Council has approved creation of an international war crimes tribunal to punish those who's responsible for atrocities in the former Yugoslavia. 1994, the Justice Department charged 31-year CIA veteran Aldrich Ames and his wife, Rosario, with selling national security secrets to the Soviet Union. That was back in 1994. I remember that. Bad. Fast forward again, 2002, San Diego police arrested David Westerfield in the disappearance of 7-year-old Danielle Van Dam. Westerfield was later convicted of kidnapping and murdered and sentenced to death. 2006, on this day, insurgents destroyed a golden dome of one of Iraq's holiest Shiite shrines, the Azkariya Mosque in Samarra, setting off the spasm of sectarian violence. 2006. We're going to go on to the birthdays. If you're having a birthday today, if you're my friend that I don't know anything, it's your birthday, hey, give me a call and say, hey, my name is my birthday. If you're my Facebook friend or MySpace or whatever, I'm a little social networking thing, and it's your birthday, happy birthday. If you're today's your birthday, happy birthday. If you know someone who's having a birthday today, pass it on. Just tell Fernando that I said happy birthday. That would make their day. That's right. Who's having a birthday today? Actress. Drew Barrymore turns 35 years today. We're about the same age. Yeah, that's right. 35 years old. That's right. Drew Barrymore. The E.T. She was being an E.T. back then. 76, Sparky Anderson, Hall of Famer. Actually, Hall of Fame baseball manager. Turned 76 today. Julius Erving, the basketball Hall of Famer. Turned 60. That's right. 60. Who else having a birthday today? B.J. Singh. He's a golfer, yeah. B.J. Singh, turned 47. And also, who's a Jerry Ryan. Doesn't he like play with the Star Trek? Is that Jerry Ryan? Well, actually, he's known for Boston Public. She turns 42 today. That's right. And who else? Who cares about the James Blunt. Singer, you know, turns 33 today. Those are my friends. All of the birthdays. I mean, notable birthdays. You know what I'm going to do next time? I'm going to go to my Facebook and have, you know, friends or MySpace friends and friends their friends or whatever is having a birthday. Those are the people I'm going to wish happy birthdays, because some of the people that I don't really care about them, but obviously they're notables, you know, they're famous people, so I don't know. Who knows? Yeah, so what I'm going to do right now, I'm going to do the clapping. That's right. Oh, boy, it's been long day today. Long day, tough crowd. What are we going to talk about? Olympics. Oh, I don't want to talk about Olympics right now. It's doing pretty good, actually. Oh, you know the Superman's comic book? You know, his first debut, the comic book, Superman's. And actually, selling, right, it's for sale. It's for $1 million, though. It's a very rare copy of the first comic book. It actually features Superman, the Man of Steel, for $1 million. That's right. Can you imagine that? That actually beat the record of the previous price of the comic book. That's right. This one is the 1938 editions of a comics number one. It's widely considered the holy grail of comic books. And it was actually sold by private seller to a private buyer. What the heck was that? Private buyer and a private, yeah, they're both private, so. So neither of whom released their names. I find that hard to believe. So they probably just, you know, did this to create a buzz. That's right. That's what I said it. They just want to create a buzz so people like me can talk about it. 1 million, huh? for a comic book, first one, 1920, I can't. They said it's only about 100 copies of Action Comics number one, and it's believed to be in existence, and only a handful has been rated so highly, and it's rarer, and it's even rare even still of those copies to be made available for sales. And they said the opportunity to buy an unrestored high-grade Action 1 comes along once every two decades. So Fisher said the guy that whoever coordinating all this, it's certainly a milestone, that's what he said. $1 million for a comic book. Oh, my goodness. Would you spend $1 million if you have money, Dawn, for $1 million for a comic book?
You know, if I had so much money I didn't know what to do with it, I don't know. If I was a billionaire, maybe it would be like a dollar to me, you know. I'm not trying to say anything bad, you know. When you make more money, you know, you kind of like sometimes I would say, I'm not for sure, but it might be like some, like, it doesn't seem real money, you know what I mean? So, I mean, like, if you're a billionaire, maybe, but me personally, I hope not. You know, I mean, like, I don't really think it's a good investment. You know, I think that I hope that if I had $1 million to just, you know, I would do something positive with it, like you know, you know, like give it to the somehow for the kingdom of God. So that's what I think, I hope that I would do if I had $1 million rather than buying a comic book. So that's my
opinion. Well, if you only have $1 million and that's all you have, I don't think you're going to spend all of them just to buy a comic book.
Right. I mean, like, exactly. You know, we not to judge people. Spend $1 million because maybe they, you know, but you know, gotta pray about it. And that's my opinion, is that I hope that I would do something else with $1 million positive.
Well, yeah,
you know?
I mean, you can probably,
I mean, like, probably could
build
like
your own,
buy houses for
right.
You know, families that can't afford a house, you know. Or help somebody out with paying rent or something like that with $1 million. I mean, you can help a lot of people pay rent with $1 million, you know. You know,
yeah.
People like that would appreciate it.
A lot of nuts out there. Gotta be nuts, man. And speaking of nuts, this is happening in New York. As a peanut vendor, after loses his permit for using the bathroom. Read that. And what the street vendor project is describing as the first salvo in an imminent crackdown, a roasted peanut vendor in Lower Manhattan had his permit confiscated. It was last week after he stepped away from his stand for a quick comfort break. His name is Mr. Muhammad Charulu Islam or something like that. He says he's been a vendor for the last 10 years and is now in dire straits after answering nature's call at the nearby bookstore. He said when he got back to my cart, the permit has been scratched away. Now I have to wait until they give me a new permit. And that could take a month. I can't sleep. Street vending is how I provide for my family. So someone took the thing. You know how, like, you know, when you go on this, you know, street vendor or whatever, you have to get your permit, you know, make sure it's visible. I think, you know, it doesn't have to be framed, but it has to be visible to the public. I think when he went to the bathroom, someone snatched it. So, you know, he's now without a permit. And the rule is part of the new changes, actually, that became effective on January 1st. But some vendors were unsure if it would be enforced because another new regulations like banning all fish and seafood from sale at vending carts. Yeah, that would be nasty. Well, not really, but, you know. Seafood, I mean, like sushi or something like that. Yeah. So what do you think about this, Don? I mean, it's, you know, the guy selling his peanuts, whatever, went to the bathroom, came back, and all his, all then the permit's gone. You know, his permit's gone, and now he has to wait for another one. Do you think he should have, like, maybe some kind of a copy at home or something like that, or the city would have a copy of it?
Well, the city should have a copy. But didn't he say it
would
take a month?
Well, why does he have to wait like a month to get that?
Maybe because the city has a lot of them and they'll take a month, you know, maybe regularly they'll take a month to get you a copy, you know, to reissue it. You know, but what I have to say about that is, like, you know, pray for him. Lord can do anything. Lord can help him to get speedily, you know, within like even 2 days, within a day, you know, they could just automatically reissue it. You know, though standard is a month, God can help that guy, you know, because if that's the only way he has to provide for his family, you know, they're probably like, you know, troubled right now and they need prayer. They need prayer, and God can certainly, you know, deliver that to them and may glory go to God for that in Jesus' name. I have to say about that.
Makes sense. But anyway, they said he's going to join a protest. I think there's going to be protest movement's going to be going to take effect in a couple of days. I think he's going to join that. I think because they changed and all that regulations in that. I mean, they should be able to sell fish or any kind of type of seafood, you know, if it's cooked or smoked. I mean, they should be able to do that. You know, actually, you know, by banning them, I think they're limiting, the other vendors' ability to sell, you know, to make money. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I mean, how many peanut stands do you think, you know, that a street of New York would have? I mean, that's probably, you know, every other block would have the peanut stands in there. Seafood, I think raw seafood, I think it should be banned, yes. But, you know, if it's smoked, preserved, or anything like that, frozen, I mean, they should be able to do that. They should be able to sell it. You think so? Mm-hmm.
Well, they have their policies so that, you know, some cities are like, you have to have a permit for everything, you know. And like, for instance, the town that we live in now, you need a permit for just about anything. But the town we used to live in before, we didn't need any permits for barely anything that we were doing, you know. And even when I call the city, say, do we need a permit for this? They're like, no, you know. So in New York, since there's a lot of people, they probably just want to keep it under control. And they also, you know, when you get a permit, I don't know about in New York for selling food, but usually when you get a permit, like for building a house or something, you have to pay a fee. So maybe that's how they, like, keep, like, people paid in the city, is that they charge a fee for a permit. Maybe that's a simple reason, or maybe it's just that they don't want just somebody, you know, like say that a person that they go and they're like, they want to become a vendor, right? And then they start like serving like unsanitary food. Like say they don't know how to do like I've heard of peanuts, you know, having salmonella, right? Well, when you get a permit, I would think that if you're handling food, you have to prove that you know how to handle food safely. So it may not just be about money. Money might be just like a very fraction of that. You know, it's probably just about the public safety, because what if somebody has a food vending like with peanuts or, you know, something like that, and then they didn't wash their hands, and you never see that vendor again. You don't know who you got it from. They didn't have any permit. You know what I mean? What if they go to another city and then they sell it like there too? You know what I mean? But if they have a permit and you notice their permit, their number, their name, then you know who to tell the city, hey, I got sick from this food. Here's the sample of this food. And then they can go to that vendor, you know, and then they can, you know, do whatever they need to do to get that vendor to either, you know, comply to safe food handling or to take their permit so they can't, you know, so I think it's about safety is the main issue.
Okay, that's good. And, you know, I mean, they're outrageous. They're mad about that, and, you know, I mean, they have all the reason to be. But speaking of outrage, being outraged, I mean, Christians in India, actually India's north, Christians in India's northeast, are outraged after a picture showing Jesus Christ holding a beer can and the cigarettes in the other, and it was actually discovered in the primary school textbooks. The image appeared in a handwriting book for children in the church-run schools in a Christian majority state of Meghalaya, where it used to illustrate the letter I for the word idol. I didn't get that one. They said, we are deeply shocked and hurt at the objectionable portrayal of Jesus Christ in a school book. We condemn the total lack of respect for religions by the publisher. And that came from a Shillong Diocese, the Archbishop Dominic Hala, told AFP. So police said they were hunting the owner of the New Delhi-based publisher, they call it Skyline Publication, who faces charges of offending religious sentiment. Local police superintendent A.R. Marathon told the news. The Roman Catholic, I lost it. Bear with me here. Reading it. Okay, the Roman Catholic Church in India was banned, or they have banned all textbooks by this publisher, and protesting leaders called for a public apology. Ooh, man. And it looks like, I'm looking at the picture right now, you know how like the Sacred Heart of Jesus, you know, I was like, he supposedly Jesus with the flaming heart, you know. You know what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. That kind of picture, portrait. Okay. Mm-hmm. And he's holding a can of beer. I don't know if it's a can of beer or it doesn't even look like a can of beer to me. But anyway, it's not a beer of any kind here in the States. But on the other hand, the right hand is holding a cigarette. Do you find that offensive? Are you offended by this?
Well, I don't really see the picture. I don't really see the picture, but offhand, I would say that I know that in a certain point, some people are offended, but it says you shouldn't worship, you know, the Bible says you shouldn't worship any graven image. You shouldn't worship a picture. So who's to say that that's Jesus? You know, like maybe they're trying to portray that. That's Jesus, but Satan is an angel of light. Satan could try to make himself look like Jesus, you know, right? Do you agree? I mean, like, what I mean is, like, you have to measure it up with the Bible. You know that smoking is bad for you because of the nicotine and things like that. Do you think that Jesus would really be saying, go ahead and smoke? That's what I'm saying. I'm not exactly trying to say that, you know, Satan will show up looking like Jesus. But if something shows up to you looking like Jesus, like how you think that Jesus would look, and it's telling you to do something you know that Lord's not telling you to do, you shouldn't do it. You know, may God be with us all to have the strength to follow what's right. You know what I mean? In Jesus' name.
Right.
So that's what I'm saying is, like, you have to know what the Bible says, because if it says, thou, you know, shalt not, well, it doesn't say thou shalt not drink, but Jesus knows that what's in man's heart, and he probably would not be promoting for people to drink, and no, I'm not against drinking. However, I don't think he would be telling people they can drink, because Jesus knows what's in people's hearts. Some people can control what they drink, and some people, well, we're all in control, but some people, they don't stop when they know they should. You know what I mean? So
mm-hmm.
I don't think that Jesus would be putting a stumbling block for some people out there.
Well, right. And I think, and because I'm not from, you know, from India or anything like that. I mean, it looks like there's already growing tension between the religious sentiments in around the area, as far as the Hindus and any other type of religion, so-called. The Christians actually over there is only 2.3% of India's billion plus actually Hindu majority population. So the main thing is, if what I'm saying, if I was like a Christian, an Indian Christian man, that being suppressed or oppressed, I would probably be offended. But again, in the same token, I mean, it's that's when I'm trying to put myself into their shoes. But, you know, right now, I mean, I don't feel anything. I'm not offended. I don't take offense to anything with this. You know, there's nothing to, like, again, you know, I get your point that, you know, I mean, is that really Jesus? I mean, is that what Jesus looked like? But if you look at it, if you look at the picture, the flaming heart, the long hair, the beard, the sign, you know, they even had, a little cut around his hands where clearly the evidence of, you know, of the crucifixions. I have to put myself, if I put myself into their shoes, yes, I will be offended. But, you know, me right now, no, I'm not offended by that. But I know how would they feel. You know what I mean?
Right.
They
will like
probably,
man,
because just like a couple of years ago, 2008, there was an anti-Christian riots actually happened there. And they said it left more than 100 people dead.
Wow.
And there was a huge population of Christian there. They were actually Christian missionaries were accused of killing a Hindu holy man. So they start, you know, killing themselves. I mean, killing Christians. But the news said that the publishers actually had put out an apology, and apologized for hurting people's religious sentiments, but had offered no explanation into how the error occurred. You know, clearly it's an error. This is a book. You're talking about book. You're not talking about magazine or anything like that. You're talking about, like, you know, school supplies, book, textbooks that has, you know, about their, you know, religion. Well, I don't know what kind of book it is, but really it's intense. There's an intention there, you know. So that's, who knows? Who knows? We're going to be talking about some product spotlight today. We're going to be talking about the glucosamine. Glucosamine is a bone and a joint health. When we come back, we're going to be talking about that. We're going to cover some of that, too. It's about 30 minutes left into the hour right now. So when we come back, we'll talk about more news and current events. Maybe if you get lucky, I'll give away some new stuff, like that new thing that I draw. Maybe I'll give that away. You know, those are it's something valuable. I'll probably raffle those off. So... be excited. All right, Don, I'll be back, and hopefully I get some tea here in a minute, and we'll be back again in a couple of minutes. This is Fernando. You're listening to the Fernando Pimenta Show. Oh, we're actually going to play. I'm going to play this song they called Holy Man, the Soapbox Project. And if you're a singer or an aspiring artist, you know, if you want me to play your song or your work or anything like that, just give me a call or email me. I don't want to get called, but email fponiente@gmail.com. And we'll play that on the Fernando Poniente Show. We'll be back. This is Derek from the Soapbox Project.
Rise up, rise up, rise up, rise up now. Rise up, rise up, rise up, rise up now. Rise up, rise up, rise up, rise up now. Rise up, rise up, rise up, rise up now. Rise up, rise up, rise up, rise up now. Rise up, rise up, rise up, rise up now. Rise up, rise up, rise up, rise up now. Rise up, rise up, rise up, rise up now. Rise up, rise up, rise up, rise up now. Rise up, rise up, rise up, rise up now. Rise up, rise up, rise up, rise up now. Rise up, rise up, rise up, rise up now. Rise up, rise up, rise up, rise up now. Rise up, rise up, rise up, rise up now. Rise up, rise up, rise up, rise up now. Rise up, rise up, rise up, rise up now. Rise up, rise up, rise up, rise up now. Rise up, rise up, rise up, rise up now. Rise up, rise up, rise up, rise up now. Rise up, rise up, rise up, rise up now. Rise up, rise up, rise up, rise up now. Hey, yo, this is Rob. You're listening to my boy Fernando's show. Hell of a show. Y'all should be paying attention. Peace out.
Hi, this is Kim from ChickDad.com, and you're listening to the Fernando Poniatti Show.
This is Ken Pettigrew, host of the Ken Pettigrew Show. You want to know what pisses me off? Too much government, too much taxes, and not enough rights. Come check out my show, The Ken Pettigrew Show, at blogtalkradio.com/Ken-Pettigrew. Live Tuesdays and Thursdays, 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Your voice is a weapon. Come pull the trigger with Ken Pettigrew at blogtalkradio.com, where your voice is a weapon.
Forgotten Heroes, the independent film that Hollywood refused to distribute.
They were asked to risk their lives in order to save their enemy.
The producers of Forgotten Heroes are donating 25% of all sales to the American Veterans Disabled for Life Memorial Fund.
We need someone to go in there and bring them out.
From first-time director Jack Marino, the home run for America's Vietnam veteran.
They are Forgotten Heroes.
Buy the DVD now at ForgottenHeroesTheMovie.com. That's ForgottenHeroesTheMovie.com.
Talk Time Radio with Winston Pitts. Tuesday and Thursday at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Call in live at 347-826-9009. The young conservative of Blog Talk Radio. Make your voice heard.
Show. You still got some time. 347-884-8125. Join us. Don't be scared. Come on. I won't be, but never. Never. And this is turkey approved. Dying turkey.
Gobble. Gobble. Gobble.
That's a big turkey
this
right there.
The giant turkey.
Never mind. Anyway, back to what I was saying. Product spotlight today. It's the glucosamine. You can find that on marketamerica.com/poniente, or you can go to shopinsuperhighway.com. You do know how to spell, right? So shopinsuperhighway.com. Type in glucosamine. This is for bone and joint health. You know, don't. Just because you're, 19 or 20 or 25, just because you're young, it doesn't mean you don't have any bone or joint problems. So, glucosamine is going to be, you're going to be able to take those, and you're going to be able to benefit from this. It actually helps regulate the immune response to stimuli, and promotes skeletal health. Okay, helps maintain strong bones. So it promotes normal movement and flexibility of joints. It promotes the retention and normal regenerations of cartilages. Those are the liquid that goes in between your bones, kind of like oil for some. If you compare that to the engine, it'll be like or transmission fluid or anything like that. You get that. It helps maintain joint comfort. Promotes joint health and flexibility as you age. It also supports normal, healthy 5-LOX and COX2 levels. Don, are you there?
Yep, I'm here.
Yeah, you're there. Okay. And let me tell you why is this thing's unique, okay? The glucose training. You've been listening? Have you listening?
I have.
All right. Glucosamine, just type in. And, when you buy this, you know, you should be able to get some cash back. So, hey, what
is
wrong with that? That's right.
Correct.
And let me talk about why this formula is unique, okay? They said few people consider the health and well-being of their bones and joints. Yeah, sometimes they just neglect that. You know, they're saying, well, I'll drink milk anyway. You know, I've always been a strong person. I've always been a big bone, and I don't need stuff like that. So they, you know, they always consider the health and well-being of their bones and joints. Okay, that's a few people. Few means maybe 3 out of 10. Okay. Get this. The body's joints sustain significant physical stress from everyday activities like walking, bending, and lifting. Okay, that's the under normal conditions. The body is able to accomplish all of these activities with no problem because of the existence of cartilage. You know the cartilage, John? Huh?
Yep, cartilage. You need cartilage for flexibility within your joints.
It's a cushion, yeah. It's a cushion. It's a smooth, elastic tissue. It's not a meat or anything like that. It actually covers the ends of the bones, you know, allowing them to glide across, you know, like I said, it's a cushion to each other, so that there's no friction, you know, as your body moves. So bones and joints are intended to work synergistically. You know, it means all together, all at the same time, like it's like a team.
Synergistically.
Huh?
I thought you said say it all together.
Well, it's all not say all together. You know, say it all together now, synergistically. So they work together. So to provide structure and flexibility, you know, so the body sustains healthy joint maintenance by continually rebuilding and regenerating cartilage. Okay, so the body sustains healthy joint maintenance by continually rebuilding and regenerating cartilage. Okay, this is what allows the bones and joints to uphold their shock absorbing capabilities. That means it's, you know, if you run out of those, it's your bones gonna hurt. You know, your knee's gonna hurt. Your back's going to hurt. You know, because you're running out of those, running out of fluid. So the body, when the body ages, and incurs injuries, it is sometimes more difficult to sustain healthy cartilage regeneration. So get this, you know, let's say you sprain your, or you broke your ankle, so it's hard, it's difficult for the body to produce, you know, more cartilage. You know what I mean? So, Glucosatrin, this product contains various key ingredients, okay, such as the vitamins, minerals, and herbs that support healthy bones and joints. Glucosatrin promotes the retention and normal regeneration of cartilage and helps maintain joint support. That's pretty cool, huh? So you don't have to, like, you know, buy one of those syringes and then full of chicken cartilage in there. And, you know, that's what they usually do, right, Don?
That's right. I think that it's cheaper too, the glucosatrin. Isn't it around like $40? And the 40. Chicken cartilage shot's like $700, and it's like a really long needle, like 6 inches long at least, that they stick into your knee to put cartilage into there. So, you know, I think I'd rather go with the cheaper and less painful way.
Okay, let me go through the ingredients in here. So there was this found in glucosatrin. Bone and joint formula. Okay, the key ingredients in that is glucosamine. You know, this is a combination of amino acids, glutamine, and the sugar, when the sugar called glucose. Okay, glucosamine is concentrated in joint cartilage, where it is incorporated in longer chains known as glycosaminoglycans. It's hard to pronounce, and it's hard to, to write. And finally, into a very large structures known as proteoglycans. Proteoglycans, something like that. And it has a vitamin D3. Also, you have, you know, the thing, your regular sunlight exposure, you know, that's, you get that from there, exposed from the sun. As you can get that from there. Also, you get from cod liver oil, fatty fish, salmon, egg yolks, liver, vitamin D, fortified milk. Vitamin C, it has vitamin C in it.
Wow.
Around 90% of vitamin C is a typical diet. It comes from fresh fruits and vegetables, of course. Some of the best sources are peppers, sweet green and red peppers, and hot red and green chili peppers. Citrus fruits, of course, and juices. Brussels sprouts, cauliflower, cabbage, yada, 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 yada. Okay? He has manganese. This is not... manganese is the richest dietary source of manganese. Includes whole grains, nuts, leafy vegetables, and teas. An efficiency of the absorption of manganese is low. It's only around 5%. It may also help to alleviate some PMS symptoms and mood swings. Manganese will do that for you. Additional benefits of manganese include supporting calcium absorption. This one also has a herb called Boswellia resin. It's a plant, and it produces a resin that has been used in the traditional Indian medicine as the support for joint health. Okay, it's another one it's also called Sclerotaria root. It's a skull cap, and it's a member of the mint family. You know those mint? They are more than 100 related species of Sclerotaria throughout North America. And this one is good also supporting healthy joints. Three bioactive flavonoids found in this root called bicalanine, and wogonine. They all have been extracted from Sclerotaria and are thought to contribute to the major activities of the plant. All three flavonoids has been shown to support healthy joints. It also has oleonolic acid. Oleonolic acid is found in numerous herbs used in Chinese and Ayurvedic medicine. Oleonolic acid is isolated from the seed of the plant Randia domitorum, or rubiaceae. The compound promotes healthy joints. Also, the one last one is hops extract, Humulus lupulus, what they call it there. They have been long been associated with beer, of course, and ale, but the beverages originally called ale in English was made from a fermented malt only and contained no hops. Although hops confirm the value lies in its use for sleep aid. That's why you get tired when you're drunk, right? So this herb has also been used to stimulate the appetite, support the flow of digestive juices, and promote, get this, bone health. So glucosamine, that is our product spotlight of the day. What's your thought on that, Dawn?
That's pretty good. That's good that you share that with people because, you know, sometimes people think that they can go to the store and say, all I need to find is glucosamine. But it seems like, the glucosamine has a lot more to offer than just the regular glucosamine. Also, what a lot of listeners may not know is that glucosamine on its own can be dangerous, especially if you don't know the source. But when you put it together with other things, it works energetically. Just like creatine. Creatine is not healthy to take long term by itself, but you can take creatine if it's mixed with certain other ingredients, it works synergistically, and then it makes it safe. So, you know, glucosamine, the difference between going to Walgreens and getting glucosamine versus getting from shoppingsuperhighway.com glucosamine is many differences, which you already talked about. However, also there's only two on the market that actually have been proven scientifically to grow back cartilage, and that would be the chicken shot, which you did mention earlier, but it's also, the other one is glucosamine, find at shoppingsuperhighway.com. Those are the only that have scientifically been proven to grow back cartilage. If you have just one piece of cartilage left, it can help grow it back. So, you know, definitely you want to talk to your doctor. I would suggest to the listeners, but be well informed. Go to shopatsuperhighway.com. We have labels that you can print out. We have information to print out because your doctor may not know. You know, your doctor needs to be informed sometimes about these decisions. So that's what I would say. Definitely talk to your doctor, but inform your doctor. Ask them why they think you can't take it if they tell you no. You know, don't just let them tell you no because it's your body. You know, Lord gave you that body to take care of, and you know, the Lord's leading you to listen to his broadcast. Maybe he sees that you or somebody, you know, needs glucosamine. So that's my, you know, opinion, and that's what I have to say.
All right. Well, thanks for sharing that. That was full of information there. I like that. So, so if you go to shoppingsuperhighway.com, just type in glucosamine in there, and you should be able to find that. And also, website. We do a website spotlight here. So if you want your website to have a spotlight here, the Fernando Poniente Show, just let me know. I can go through that. I'll look it over. Or if you have a book, you know, the book's out there, and if you want me to maybe, you know, have you on and talk about your book or your work or whatever you're doing, as long as it's clean and not contradicting with my beliefs or anything like that, I should be able to, I should be able to prove it. But you have to let me know. So email me at fponiente@gmail.com. Look me up on Facebook also. Just type in Fernando Poniente. I'm the only Filipino guy there. No, I'm not the only Filipino guy. There's millions of them. Anyway, speaking of that, restaurant.com. Restaurant.com is actually, you can go to shoppingsuperhighway.com. You click on the restaurant.com. The reason you go there is because you can earn, again, cash back on that. So you go to restaurant.com. You know what they're doing right now? $10 for $25 gift certificate on your for any restaurants of your choice. So if you can just go there, you can go to one of the search box and just type in restaurant, and it'll tell you restaurant.com is right there. You can actually have to earn a 2% cash back. And keep in mind that if you go to the shoppingsuperhighway.com, you can earn up to 35% of the cash back on eligible purchases. And actually, they're doing refer friends, and you can earn half of their purchases, too. So, wow, you can make money just referring this to your friends. So you can go to shoppingsuperhighway.com. Don't forget to sign up. It's free or register. Register, it's free. All you need to do is your little information there. So no need to pay or anything like that. So fear not. Restaurant.com is offering a national directory of more than 8,500 restaurants and a number of exclusive online merchants, okay? They actually consumer search by state, city, neighborhood, zip code, and actually, you know, cuisine. You know, type of food that you're looking for. And if you find that, and just go into shoppingsuperhighway.com, and you should be able to find that now. And they're doing it. Actually, they're doing a deal right now. That's when you know purchase a $25 gift certificate. You can just for $10. Wow, you can't really beat that, can you? So, restaurant.com. This show is brought to you by ShoppingSuperHighway.com for all your shopping needs and cashback. So get paid to shop. If you want to learn more, just go into ShoppingSuperHighway.com. You should be able to find out there how you can do that. So I think we're running out of time here. So what are you going to be doing for the next couple of days, Don? What are you excited about next in a couple of months?
Definitely lots of stuff. Planning on moving to a home that we're planning on keeping for a while. You know, looking forward to getting out of debt with God's help. And with God's help, looking forward to our business growing. We're currently looking for some business partners right now because we would like to expand our business into the Philippines, actually, which would be happening.
Mm.
We would like to expand into the Philippines in either June or July of this year. So if you know anybody that likes to get paid to shop, and instead of paying Walmart for your laundry soap, why don't you pay yourself to get your laundry soap? You know, stuff like that, even vitamins. You know, whatever you need except for real estate, you know, you pretty much can get from our website. And also, you know, you become our business partner, then you get paid too. You can get paid too is what I mean. So that's what I'm looking forward to, is expanding our business into the Philippines. And so, like I said, we're looking for some business partners that are entrepreneurial minded. So those are some things that's going on, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just definitely really thankful for snow. I like snow, and was able to build snowman with one of our kids, some of our kids today. And yeah, definitely. So very nice, very nice. Lots of things going on. God is good all the time, and I'm really thankful for that. I am.
All right.
You know,
I think we're he pretty much covers some of the stuff. Social network, social media news right now into the hour. About a couple minutes. You can follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/GR8Inferno, or you can follow Dawn, actually, follow her on Twitter at Dawn Poe, P-O. Also follow Shopping Superhighway in that at Shopin. So the S-H-O-P-I-N. And speaking of following in Twitter, you know who just joined in on Twitter? Dalai Lama actually officially joins Twitter. There's actually more and more celebrities are joining the Twitter bandwagon, eh? Bill Gates, you know, remember that? Started tweeting. Lil Wayne. Oscar Mayer, not Oscar Mayer, what's his name? John Mayer. Did I say Oscar Mayer? John Mayer. I heard he stopped Twittering, though, because apparently he was tired or something like that. I don't know. You can follow Dalai Lama at Dalai Lama. So you can start following him. So I don't know what he's going to tweet about. Anyway. This is Fernando. I'm signing off. Again, once again, thank you for spending the time with us. Hey, we'll do this again Wednesday. It's coming up Wednesday. We might have some special guests, and also we're going to go through some of the books that I want to read, and maybe if you get lucky, you'll win something, you know, like a free cup of coffee from me. I'll send the coffee first and then the cup. Okay? So... That's funny. Anyway, this is Fernando signing off. It is 10:30 an hour, and come back on Wednesday. Should be 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. This is, again, Fernando on the Fernando Borniente Show. Hasta la vista, my babies.